Okay. Before we go further where we were discussing the last week about a kohen, who a kohen is allowed to marry. He's not allowed to marry. And we mentioned that if a girl had relations with a non-Jew, so then she's a zayna, and then a kohen is not allowed to marry her. That's what we were discussing last week. So I had an interesting call today. This lady calls me up, and she says, I was with a guy, I was with somebody. I know if I was with a guy, I'm not allowed to marry a kohen, but I don't know if the guy I was with was Jewish or not.
I don't know if what?
If the guy I was with was a guy or not. If he's a guy, I can't marry a kohen. If he's a Jew, I could marry a kohen. So she says, I don't know. What's the story? I said, well, you got to find out. Because if you don't find out, number one, it's a safek menatayda. Because a kohen with a zayna is biblically forbidden. And not only that, most people are goyim. So their chances, halachically, that the guy was a goy is... Anyway, so I said, you have to find out. She says, I don't know if I could. I said, well, find out. I mean, you got to find out. What's this, you know? She calls me back. She got through to the guy. And the guy said like this. My father... Oh, the girl told me like this. I remember one thing. The guy I was with told me either his father was a goy or his mother was Jewish and not Jewish. One of them, she thinks he said was Jewish and one of them wasn't. So, which made it even a bigger doubt. Now the question is, which one isn't, right? So anyway, she called me back that she got a hold of the guy finally, and he told her that his father's an Italian guy, but he was raised by his mother's mother, who's Jewish. Which means, basically, halachically, the guy would be Jewish. So I said to her, listen, I don't know if the guy is Jewish. If you're 100% sure that the guy was a Jew, that his mother's mother was Jewish, then you can marry a kohen. I mean, otherwise you can't. I mean, I'm not going to take the responsibility if the guy is Jewish or not.
What happens afterwards? If they get married and then she finds out that, like, for example...
It depends how they find out and so on and so forth. Okay, anyway... Let's go to more of the chuppah. Now, the Gemara says, "Mishe nidei b'tiv gitnu kedushin." A person that doesn't know is not an expert in the laws of gitnu kedushin.
But the guy doesn't care. If the kohen says to the guy, "I don't care,"
doesn't matter. Still not allowed to. You're not allowed to perform that wedding. I mean, you'll find a non-Orthodox rabbi that will do it. But I'm saying an Orthodox rabbi is not going to do it. Now, what they try to do sometimes is disqualify the guys being a kohen. That's what they'll try to do. But you can't have the cake and eat it too. You know, some people say, no, I want to be a kohen. But I want to marry this divorcee or this girl that was with the guy. I mean, you can't have it in both ways. So how do you disqualify the kohuna? So some people do it. It's not so easy to do. Some people do it. And basically what they say like this. The kohen's mother was on college campus. This is the way they do it. Was on college campus. Yeah. And she was probably fooling around with a bunch of guys. You can assume probably one of them was a guy. Mainly the father, who's a kohen, was not allowed to marry this woman. And therefore, the kid's not a kohen. This is what they do. They say if the person's not religious, then they go even more. How do you know he's a kohen? How do you know he's a kohen? Who says he's a kohen? People that are not from say he's a kohen. So, but they put testimony. They work, they try to do these things to disqualify. In our circles, we don't do it. But if a guy's a kohen, the guy says, I don't care, it doesn't matter. You're still not allowed to do it. Because it's forbidden to make such a wedding. But Mashiach. It says in the Gemara that the big, you know, there's the big, there are different size bezdins, 3, 23, right? They're different size bezdin. The big bezdin of 71 sat in the Beis Hamikdash. It's called Lishchat Hagazus. Okay. That's where they sat in the Beis HaMikdash, the Bezin of 71. The Gemara says, what was the main job of the Bezin of 71? What did they do most of the day? Figuring out which Kohanim are kosher to work in the Beis HaMikdash and which ones are not. That's what they did most of the day. Okay? And therefore, there's a lot of halachas about Kohen Miyuchas. You know, if he worked at the Beis HaMikdash, then Alpidin, you can know for sure he's a Kohen. But we were mentioning the other day, they came out a number of years ago that there's a special DNA that only Kohenim have. Remember, there was a time he came out with this DNA. That's wonderful. But you can have a guy that's a goy and he has Kohen DNA. His father was a Kohen. His father married a Shiksa. He's born. He's not Jewish. His last name is Cohen even. But he has the DNA of being a Kohen because his father is a Kohen and he's not Jewish. I mean, you can't go anything by these things. Okay, so now, what happens? What's the first thing a couple comes to a rabbi and they say, I want to get married. Okay, what's the first thing the rabbi does? First of all, you have to find out, number one, if they're both Jewish.
How do you do that?
You have to find out, number one, if they're both Jewish. Then you need to find out if she's willing to go to the mikveh. Another thing you need to find out if, and this I tell people, but when my father became a Rav in Chicago, a long time ago, He asked the previous Rebbe, what criteria is there to do to that I should be able to do a wedding? So the previous Rebbe said to him that if the meal is not kosher, you can't do the wedding. A lot of Orthodox rabbis will do a chuppah even though the meal is not kosher. Now, if you do the chuppah in Chabad house, let's say, and then they go to a restaurant, that's a different story. It's not the same place. But if it's the same place and the meal's not kosher, my father got a clear directive from the Friedrich Rebbe that he cannot do the weddings. What?
That's the only practice.
No, so my father told me that he asked the Rebbe, our Rebbe, what about mikveh? And the Rebbe seemed to say that's understood. Now, there's a big shaila in halacha. It's a big argument in halacha. Are you allowed to officiate at a wedding of a couple that's not going to keep mikveh? And there are many people that say yes, many people say no. The accepted custom today is if for the wedding they will go to the mikveh, you could do the wedding even though later they might not. As long as they, you know, promise that they're going to go for the wedding, they learn what to do, you know, and they go to the mikveh.
Why?
Huh?
Why?
Because at least, why you're not supposed to, you wouldn't be.
Because
what you're doing is kosher chuppah. They went to the mikveh. What happens later, it happens later.
Are you also holding with that?
What? Yeah. Huh?
Food has to be
kosher.
So what you were saying?
No, I know there's a Lubavitcher Rabbanu that allow it. I don't. And I tell the guys when they call me, I say, listen, I'm a fanatic about this because that's what the girl did my father. You want to call somebody else. But if you're asking me, you can't do it. Okay, anyway, so that's number. So first thing, you find out the Jewish. How do you find out the Jewish? It's not so easy, by the way. So if you know the family or you see a ksuba of a parent or a grandparent and you look at it and you see it's a kosher ksuba, it was done properly, so then you assume the rabbi that knew them then knew and they checked it out and they made sure, you know, they know that they're Jewish. People that come from Israel, so do you find out they have to get a letter from Rabbonut in Israel? It's called Tudat Rav Akut, Tudat Kashrut, that they're allowed to get married. The biggest problem today is the Russians. The Russians. Impossible to find out. The Chabad guys that deal with the Russians, the Chabad Russian guys, they have already a way of figuring it out.
What,
huh?
Ethiopians,
it's another issue. I mean, these are all very big issues. But the big thing is today, in fact, somebody just called me the other day about it, also a Russian, how to find out they're Jewish. And In fact, he called me today, Taka. About the Russians. I sent him over. I said, you know what? Go find out from the Chabad Russian guy. You know, the guys that deal with the Russians. Find out what they do. Because what it says on the passport doesn't mean anything. According to Halacha, I'll give you another example. In Halacha, if somebody, you don't know if he's a Kohen or not. And you see on the grandfather's tombstone, it says Kohen. No, HaKohen. Halachically, they write, a tombstone is not a proof of anything. Because you can write whatever you want. Nobody's stopping you from writing whatever you want. It's not a proof that somebody's a Kohen because it says on the... in Russia, just because you have a passport that says that you're Jewish doesn't mean you're Jewish. I mean,
at the time of the revolution, a lot of Iranians who were not Jewish came out to Italy and Austria.
And they said they were Jewish. It's a very big problem. So there are a lot of abundant that deal with this, devil, whatever. But it's a problem.
If they know the person that made them unsafe,
doesn't mean anything.
He said that he's a Kohen. He's a trusted.
Oh, if he knows he's a Kohen, not because of the Matzeva.
No, then
you have testimony of a kosher Jew that he's a person's a Kohen. That's kosher.
Not there anymore.
Huh?
Many generations ago. But you know, this person is the one that made the Matzeva. Like
he made the Matzeva doesn't mean anything.
In Italy, they used to say Shema.
Yeah, but today... somebody sent me a clip today that there's an... You have to be careful the way you speak to an African American who you see him. The video of him. It's a half a minute. The guy is singing Satmar songs with the Satmar accent. Elikaini, Kaser, Yitnuluchu. It's a very cute thing. The guy was a bus driver for Satmar, and the kids used to play those tapes. And he listened to the tapes. He knows a lot of
that.
Yeah, no, they pick up songs. Yeah, the words.
People to Shabbos every week. There's videos going on.
There's a lot of things. There's a lot of, but that doesn't make him Jewish. It's a very complex thing, especially to, I know, it's a complex issue today to know he's Jewish. Sometimes what you need, if they belong to a community, you need to know that the person's Jew or not. You have to check into it. A missionary was a guy who was doing Gittin and then Gaitis and all this stuff.
Well, for sure, they should have the grit, for sure. I mean, the grit.
It doesn't mean anything. Goyim have bris into him. I mean, but it doesn't.
If they find their grandmother of somebody in the Jewish cemetery, is that an indication
that there's... You know how many Goyim have buried in the Jewish cemeteries? Maybe check that. Don't ask me. I'm not responsible for it. I'm barely responsible for what I do. Don't ask me to be responsible for what other guys do. Okay?
So the fact that somebody buried in the Jewish cemetery in Russia doesn't mean that person.
No, I'm not stopping.